So welcome to another episode of Voice Over Par Charcha. In this super special episode, we have a very senior, legendary voice artist, a voiceover coach, a dubbing producer, dubbing director, chairman and managing director of Sound and Vision Studios, a TEDx speaker. I shall further say to my viewers, to my listeners, to my subscribers, शुरुआत में जब बॉलीवुड में कई एक्ट्रेसेस ने जब डेब्यू किया था तब उनकी आवाज डब की गई थी और वो आवाज किसकी थी वो आवाज मैम की थी फ्यू एग्जाम्पल्स लाइक कैटरीना कैफ
सिक्योरिटी लेकिन किसी को उनसे दुश्मनी क्यों है
अमीषा पटेल बिपाशा बासु दीपिका पादुकोण
एक चुटकी सिंदूर
So again, to my viewers, to my subscribers, to my listeners, it's a great ride, it's a privilege, it's an honor to have the one and only, the queen of dubbing, Mona Ghosh Shetty.
Hi, I'm Mona Shetty.
To ma'am, aapka bahut bahut swagat hai voice over charcha mein.
Thank you so much, Harsh. Thank you for inviting me.
बिफोर वी स्टार्ट ऑफ दी एपिसोड जैसे मैं अपने व्यूअर्स सब्सक्राइबर्स को बताना चाहूंगा और आपके बारे में काफी लोग जैसे जानते हैं इफ आई टॉक अबाउट द अर्ली एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ यू नो गेटिंग इनटू स्टूडियो फर्स्ट टाइम रिकॉर्डिंग्स एंड ऑल तो काफी जैसे आर्टिस्ट के बारे में मैं जानते रहता हूँ कुछ लोग इस एपिसोड में भी आ चुके हैं तो एक स्पेसिफिक टाइम होता है कि दिस वॉज अवर फर्स्ट एक्सपीरियंस बट इन योर केस आई कैन कॉल इट नॉस्टैल्जिक बिकॉज बहुत ही अर्ली यू नो आई कैन कॉल इट योर चाइल्डहुड डेज इट स्टार्टेड राइट
It did.
So, ma'am, coming on this particular thing, initially, your voice journey, voice acting, it was a kind of a side hustle, a hobby. But how did it transformed into a full-time career after that?
So, actually, I started very early, you know, I think around the age of 5, maybe. And used to do little bits and pieces through school, you know, weekends, evenings. जब जो आया, ऐसा नहीं कि बहुत regular कुछ था, but थोड़ा 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 whenever possible. Since my parents were already in advertising and already connected with radio, things like that. So, I mean, things were going along at a very casual pace. Then we moved to England for a few years and then when we came back, it kind of picked up again gradually through school and college. And once I finished college, when I became more regular to recordings, you know, automatically, jaise hota hai hamare industry mein, when you start working more regularly, more people get to know you, you know, more people get to interact with you, more people get to work with you. So automatically, you know, the volume of work increases, the awareness about your work increases, more people start calling you,
yes,
more
ma'am.
Work comes your way, more variety of work comes your way, you learn a lot more, you grow a lot faster because you're working True. Regularly. Through school and college, you don't work every day, na? You
yes.
work only weekends, ya kabhi kuch aaya toh, sometimes once a month. It's not something that's very regular for children. And now, of course, it is. But un dino mein to itna zyada nahi tha.
Correct, ma'am. And one more thing, I was coming on this point that aap jaise kai saal London mein rahe. So, wahan pe jaise, in terms of the language, jaise English ho gai, wahan pe another accent. And apart from, you come from a Bengali-speaking family. To ye Hindi mein... एक पकड़ पाना वो भी इतने जबरदस्त तरीके से ये प्रोसेस कैसे हुआ
आई थिंक आई ऑल क्रेडिट टू माय मदर बिकॉज़ व्हेन वी मूव्ड फ्रॉम हियर टू इंग्लैंड शी वाज वेरी अवेयर दैट उनकी पोस्टिंग जो है 3 साल की है तो हालांकि हम लोग ऑलमोस्ट 4 साल रहे वहां पे बट शी वाज वेरी क्लियर दैट आई एम गोइंग टू हैव टू कम बैक एंड आई हैव गोइंग टू हैव टू गो बैक टू स्कूल हियर एंड यहां पे हिंदी कंपलसरी है
On, yes.
And when I left 3rd standard mein, tab 2nd standard mein I think Hindi shuru hui thi. My knowledge of Hindi was restricted to the alphabets. You know, so she used to carry, every time we would come to India, she would carry back books to help me. She would teach me, to help me study, to help me practice. Thode practice books, thoda kuch, just so that Not that, you know, kuch bahut active learning ho raha tha Hindi ka. But the fact that I should not forget those alphabets. I should not forget how to read.
Yes.
You know. Even till today, actually, that it helps me also. But I'm also a slow reader because I don't have the habit. Jaise aap logon ne all through school Hindi kiya hai.
Yes.
Jaise I have not done because wo second third standard ke baad I never learned Hindi because when I came back from England, I was given the option of learning French because I was already learning French in school over there. So at that point, yahan pe 7th, 8th standard ke bacche हिंदी में डिक्टेशन ले रहे थे. हिंदी की पढ़ाई इतनी आगे बढ़ गई थी कि आई कुड नॉट हैव पॉसिबली कॉट अप क्योंकि मुझे लिखने की तो आदत थी ही नहीं. यू नो, फिर भी मैं मतलब कोशिश करती थी, व्हाटएवर लिटिल माय मदर टॉट मी. बट आई थिंक व्हाट रियली हेल्प्ड मी वाज द फैक्ट दैट बिकॉज शी वाज एन एक्टिव सिंगर एंड शी हैड सो मेनी शोज एंड शी हैड शोज विद हिंदी ऑडियंसेस लाइक गुजराती ऑडियंसेस, पंजाबी ऑडियंसेस, Bengali audiences from India, Bangladeshi audiences, Pakistani audiences,
okay.
You know, and sometimes Middle Eastern audiences.
Yes.
So in England, you have a like a beautiful mix of all this.
Yeah, correct.
It's and there's not so much of this thing of, you know, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Utna wo nahi hai.
वहाँ पे नहीं होता.
There's a certain level of camaraderie, you know. So they don't really differentiate utna zyada. To kisi ke yahan mehfil ho raha hai, kisi ke yahan kuch mushaira ho raha hai, kisi ki shaadi hai, kahin pe dinner and dance hai, kisi ki sangeet hai. So, you know, she would get invited to various occasions. Kabhi ticketed shows hote hain, you know. Kabhi kisi nightclub mein hai, koi party hai. So she would keep changing her set according to that. You know,
according to the audience, yeah, right.
Yes, and kabhi kabhi organizers kehte hain ki hamare, you know, we want specific numbers kyunki, you know, we want to make it aligned to a certain thought process, theme or whatever. To kya aap ye gaane kar sakte hain? To tabhi kabhi kabhi she used to tell me that, you know, come home from school and just write down the words for me, the lyrics to this song. She used to give me the audio cassette and she used to say, you write it. Now, I couldn't write in Hindi. So, sun ke, I used to write in English. And then she would listen to the full song and then rewrite it in Hindi in her notebook, in her songbook.
Got it.
To wo karte karte, itna, itne gaane sunne ki, gaane ki, likhne ki aadat ho gayi, ke the subconscious learning of Hindi happened. Uccharan.
Uchan, yes, true.
You know, Urdu ke alfaz, you know, I think just generally having a more poetic leaning of language, a more poetic understanding of language. And then I was always a movie buff. So I used to watch a lot of movies and going there, missing your culture, being alone at home a lot because only my mother was here. My father used to travel back and forth from Bombay to London. So, being alone a lot of the time since I'm an only child, you end up watching a lot of movies and a lot of those are Hindi movies. Ghar pe aake video cassettes pade, you know, pade hote the. So, I think I subconsciously learnt a lot of Hindi through content.
Watching movies and
yes, music and movies. So I think that's the exposure she gave me, the exposure I got through all these performances of hers. Sometimes I would perform with her.
Oh,
Mera
nice.
Gana hua karta tha, lakdi ki kaathi.
Okay. So nice.
And Re Mama Re, all these children's songs, you know, I used to sing. So just for fun, because bachche hote the, agar kisi party mein, kahin sangeet hai, chalo ek gana tum bhi ga do. Then, you know, with along with the band, you're also singing. So it was, it became a fun thing. So, you know, you learn. It's a great learning experience. Yeah.
And two things I could correlate and add on. You said about the mixed nationalities like Bangladeshis and Pakistanis. Like, because I also stayed in Dubai for 4 years.
Yeah.
So I can completely...
Yeah.
Yes, I can completely correlate. Yeah. And jaisa apne ma'am ka zikr kiya, Leela ma'am ka, mujhe, I was remembering the episode, last to last episode, few episodes back, I had an episode with Mayank sir, Mayank Jain.
Yeah.
To unhone sab bataya tha ki unki writing ki
shuruaat. My father and my mother are very close friends.
यस, उन्होंने बताया था, तो वो तब यही बता रहे थे सारा किस्सा कि वो शुरुआत में उनकी राइटिंग की शुरुआत कैसी हुई और वो पूरा उन्होंने स्टूडियो का किस्सा बताया था। सो मैम, कमिंग ऑन अनदर एस्पेक्ट, लाइक जैसे आपने कहा, आप तो एक इसी टॉपिक पे शायद इस डायरेक्शन में हम इस चीज को ले आ सकते हैं कि जैसे आपने कहा तब तो कैसेट सीडीज में आप मूवीज वगैरह देखते थे, अब जैसे इन टर्म्स ऑफ रिसोर्सेस आपको इतना समय हो गया इस इंडस्ट्री में, पिछले 10 सालों में, जैसे मैं कह सकता हूँ स्पेसिफिकली फ्रॉम 2010, इंटरनेट का आना, डिजिटल प्लेटफॉर्म्स का आना, प्लस द ओटीटी, सो इन टर्म्स ऑफ कंटेंट कंजम्पशन, इन टर्म्स ऑफ ओशियन ऑफ अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर वॉइस आर्टिस्ट, तो आप किस तरह का बदलाव आपने खुद महसूस किया है, मैं आपके शब्दों में सुनना चाहूंगा। मैम,
Isn't it obvious कि बाढ़ आ गया है?
बाढ़ आ गया मैम। यस बिल्कुल,
एंड इन एवरी रिस्पेक्ट, यू
यस
नो, इंफॉर्मेशन ओवरलोड हो गया है.
यस
यू नो, सोशल मीडिया पे एवरीबडी इज ऑल ओवर द प्लेस, तो लोगों को अपना हुनर डिस्प्ले करने करना बहुत आसान हो गया है लोगों के
यस
लिए. यू नो, सो यू कैन डिस्प्ले योर टैलेंट, यू कैन पुट आउट योर वॉइस सैम्पल्स, यू कैन कीप टॉकिंग अबाउट द न्यू वर्क यू हैव डन. So to put yourself out there has become a lot easier. To find work, to connect with people, to network has become so much easier. The volume of work has grown so much. Everybody has
यस
taken a liking. जब हमने जुरासिक पार्क किया था, तब बॉक्स ऑफिस के का आई मीन अराउंड 5% डब्ड लैंग्वेजेस से आता था. आजकल बॉक्स ऑफिस कलेक्शंस के 50-60-70% आते हैं डब्ड लैंग्वेजेस से. So, you
यस
know, the audience taste has grown so much, it has changed
यस
so much, you know. Audiences have become more accepting, more receptive towards dubbed languages, you know. अब वो नहीं है कि अब डब नहीं देखना मुझे, अब ये है कि कितना पढ़ेंगे बैठ के, उससे अच्छा डब ही देख लेते
कभी
हैं.
देख लो।
एटलीस्ट यू कैन एंजॉय द फिल्म बेटर
यस
इन योर लैंग्वेज, राइट?
ट्रू
सो आई थिंक अ लॉट हैज चेंज्ड, एवरीथिंग हैज चेंज्ड.
यस
The
मैम
opportunities have changed, the awareness has changed, the level of talent we are coming across has changed.
यस
You
ट्रू
know, क्या talent आजकल लोग इतने तैयार आते हैं हमारे पास, like with full knowledge, full awareness of the industry. You know, फिर people are finding work is more easily, people are networking and connecting with people more easily, people are displaying their work more easily. काम भी उतना ज्यादा आ गया है बिकॉज ऑफ नंबर ऑफ लैंग्वेजेस इंक्रीजिंग. यू नो, कुछ रेडियो का काम हो रहा है, कहीं टेलीविजन का काम हो रहा है, कहीं फीचर फिल्म्स का काम हो रहा है, कहीं पे ओटीटी का काम हो रहा है. फिर एड्स और ये वायरल वीडियोस का तो चलता ही रहता है.
चलता
अभी
ही रहता है ये।
ऑडियो ऑडियो बुक्स और ऑडियो ड्रामास भी आ गए हैं, तो अपॉर्चुनिटीज कितने बढ़ गए हैं. आईवीआर
यस
है,
मैम,
कितने कुछ हैं, यू नो,
आई मीन
नरेशन, डॉक्यूमेंट्री, यू नो, पोएट्री, दैट्स जस्ट सो मच.
एंड
एंड देन
पॉडकास्ट्स,
यस, पॉडकास्ट जो आप कर रहे हैं.
यस एंड मैम अभी तो और डिजिटल ऑडियो का दौर आना बाकी है, अभी तो शुरू हुआ है क्योंकि यूट्यूब म्यूजिक में पॉडकास्ट का फीचर आने वाला है बहुत जल्द, यूएस में आ चुका है, यहाँ पे बहुत जल्द आने वाला है। सो द गूगल हैज आल्सो स्टार्टेड द ऑडियो एडवर्टाइजिंग, जैसे जो रेडियो स्पॉट्स होते थे वो डिजिटल वर्जन में तब्दील हो जाएंगे और वहां पे भी लोग सुनेंगे, दे आर टारगेटिंग द लिसनर्स नाउ, सो डेफिनेटली मैम।
So there you go. Just see the how much the avenues are opening up and how many opportunities are you know coming up. So it's great. I think it's a great time for
यस मैम।
all kind of talent.
मैम वैसे जैसा आपने कहा, एक आपने वर्ड के बारे में इन्फॉर्मेशन ओवरलोड, इसके बारे में मैं कुछ जैसे आपसे शेयर करना चाहूंगा, जैसे बिकॉज ऑफ कोर्स दिस इंडस्ट्री एग्जिस्टेड, बट होता है क्या, जैसे कोई चीज कभी लाइमलाइट में आ जाती है, जैसे इंटरनेट में काफी ऐसे एवेन्यूज है जो लाइमलाइट में आ गए, जैसे हम इंडिया की बात करते हैं, क्रिकेट, बॉलीवुड, ये तो सबसे पहले से हमेशा लाइमलाइट में रहा है। अब जब वॉइसिंग पे बात आती है तो काफी ऐसी मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन भी होती है, जैसे कुछ लोग मुझे कॉमेंट्स पे पूछते हैं कि ओके हमें ना, वी वॉन्ट टू बिकम अ वॉइस आर्टिस्ट, सो जस्ट टेल मी द विच माइक्रोफोन आई शुड परचेज, तो काम हो जाएगा, आप कौन सी जगह पे, हम कोई कौन सी मार्केट प्लेस पे हम रजिस्टर जाके करें, सो दिस इज लाइक दे आर एंटरिंग द फील्ड विदाउट ट्रेनिंग, तो मैम इसके बारे में आपका क्या पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू है?
See, there's nothing hard and fast. ऐसा नहीं है कि बिना ट्रेन किए लोग आ नहीं सकते. हाँ, बट इट डिपेंड्स एंटायरली ऑन योर लेवल ऑफ टैलेंट,
ट्रू
योर लेवल ऑफ अवेयरनेस, your level of research, your level of practice. And it's not just about you. At the end of the day, it's a performance. So your audience, your listener has to have the same feeling and the same feedback that you have about yourself, right?
True.
So I think that is where the training comes handy, is that when we train, we help people discover their voice. We help people discover their strengths and their weaknesses. We help people build on their strengths and work on their weaknesses. We give people constant feedback that where do you stand in the professional scenario?
Yes.
You know, you're no longer in the amateur scenario or in the layman scenario where, you know, you're speaking only for communication, basic communication, right? You're not speaking to make a living.
True.
So when you go into the professional zone, where do you stand? You know, then again, these technicalities jo aap keh rahe hain ki kaun sa laptop lena chahiye, kaise acoustics karna chahiye, you know, obviously main ghar mein hall mein baithi hoon, my voice is sounding distinctly different from yours because you're speaking into a microphone, you're in a slightly better acoustically treated room, you know. So you have a slightly more dead sound, less echo, less background noise, much cleaner sound, much crisper, clearer sound. So ye sab cheeze samajhne ke liye bhi thoda sa to exposure chahiye.
Exposure chahiye, yes.
And hamare zamane mein kya hota tha? We didn't need training because hum dekh dekh ke seekh jate the. You know, studio mein, achha, isko dubbing karna hai, chalo bula lo, bitha do studio mein. Dekhta rahega, wo seekh lega. ये होता था. आजकल वो सब नहीं हो सकता बिकॉज लोग इतने हो गए हैं जो करना चाहते हैं और अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतने कम हो गए हैं, कंटेंट सिक्योरिटी इतना टाइट हो गया है कि आप किसी भी स्टूडियो में जाके बैठ नहीं सकते हैं.
यस yes.
और अगर आप बिठाओगे भी कितने लोगों को बिठाओगे, है ना? और लोग कब तक जाके सीखेंगे?
यस
सो इट्स नॉट दैट इजी. I mean, yes, if you are very, very talented, very self-aware, you know, very good research, very good, practice you have done, you have really worked on yourself to groom yourself. So, ho sakta hai ki you'll be a very good artist with very little work, you know. Shayad aap mere paas aaye audition ke liye, shayad mujhe achha lag gaya. और मैंने आपको कोई छोटा सा रोल दे दिया, छोटा करते 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 आप बिकॉज यू आर टैलेंटेड आप वैसे ही इम्प्रूव हो गए, यू नो. तो इट कैन बी आइदर, ऐसा कुछ हार्ड एंड फास्ट नहीं है. बट हाँ, जो खुद करना चाहता है, अपने आप घर पे करना चाहता है, उसके लिए बहुत इंफॉर्मेशन अवेलेबल है ऑनलाइन. सो देयरफॉर द इंफॉर्मेशन ओवरलोड इज हेल्पफुल. How do I get across the basics? What do I need to know? Am I fit for this? Am I enjoying this? Do I really want to do this for a living? So, in sab cheezon ke liye, sometimes we run an orientation program, you know. So, we say, you know, just come, chat, let me hear you out, let me hear your thoughts, let me understand what you really want to do, what is your perception of this industry. Kahin aap galat notion leke to nahi ghoom rahe. गलत ये सोच के नहीं आए हैं कि अरे मेरी आवाज बहुत खूबसूरत है, लो सब लोग मुझे कहते हैं कि योर वॉइस इज सो ब्यूटिफुल, इस्तेमाल क्यों नहीं करते, तो इसलिए मैं आ गया. बट टैलेंट है, समझ है, ऑल दोज थिंग्स, यू नो, वी रियली एक्सप्लेन टू पीपल दैट ऑल्सो इट्स नॉट अ टाइम पास वाला जॉब कि हाँ मैं दूसरी चीजें तो कर ही रहा हूं, ये भी कर लूंगा के लिए, यू नो, नोबडी विल बी इंटरेस्टेड अनलेस यू मेक इट योर चॉइस, योर पैशन, यू नो, एंड यू डिस्प्ले योर टैलेंट. हाउ विल पीपल हायर यू?
करेक्ट.
सो यू नो, इट्स अ बिट ऑफ एवरीथिंग. यू हैव टू थिंक अबाउट वेदर यू रियली वॉन्ट टू लुक एट इट एज अ प्रोफेशन और वेदर यू वॉन्ट टू लुक एट इट एज अ हॉबी और यू जस्ट वॉन्ट टू ट्रीट इट एज अ पैशन.
Right. Ma'am, further, jaisa aapne zikr kiya about these acoustics, I was remembering during the lockdown, what exactly happened that everything just came to a halt, all the processes, even my own work and also everything. So during the lockdown, I used to watch the videos of you, Tarpan sir, and jo ek specifically ek episode hua tha, that was about soundproofing and all. Usme Oral Exchange ke jo founder aaye the, to unka maine jo episode dekha, wahan se mujhe pata chala. And after at that point of time, I was in Delhi. Then we shifted to Ahmedabad. Aur ye pura maine fir wahin se order kiya tha.
This on Magic Hour Instagram, on my Mona's Magic Hour.
All the episodes. आप एक बार आप एक Sugar Media's के उसके साथ भी हुआ था और एक आपका Instagram पे भी live. वो सारे मैंने episodes देखे थे.
Yeah.
So that really helped me.
You know, I feel के there was that need that time because ये topic तभी इतना hot था कि हम घर पे बैठे हैं हम क्या करेंगे?
Yes.
How will we get back to work? It was the need of the hour. You know, to really understand how can we work remotely? How can we build a home studio? How can we just get back on our feet and get back to work and earn a living?
Yes.
You know, kab tak hum baithe rahenge? Aur jinke liye there were real concerns, jinke ghar mein bacche the, boodhe the, you know, ya koi patient the, wo kaise bahar jaate and risk the chance of infection?
Yes.
Kyunki unko shayad zyada asar na ho unpe. बट घर पे कोई अगर अफेक्ट हो सकता है तो वो बाहर ही नहीं आ सकते थे फिर वो लोग सीनियर सिटीजन्स बच्चे आ नहीं सक रहे थे जो लोग सीनियर सिटीजन्स या बच्चों के साथ रहते हैं वो लोग नहीं आ सक रहे थे तो यू नो यू आर एलिमिनेटिंग सच अ लार्ज पार्ट ऑफ योर वर्क फोर्स एंड योर टैलेंट फोर्स सो दैट इज व्हाई वी स्टार्टेड दैट कैंपेन कि चलो हम लोग अपने इंस्टाग्राम हमारे सारे सोशल मीडिया हैंडल्स पे कंपनी के सारे सोशल मीडिया हैंडल्स पे वी स्टार्टेड अ कैंपेन अबाउट गेटिंग बैक ऑन योर फीट
होम सेटअप
गेटिंग बैक टू वर्क क्रिएटिंग अ होम सेटअप क्या लैपटॉप लेना चाहिए क्या स्पेसिफिकेशंस होने चाहिए कौन से माइक लेना चाहिए कैसे सेटअप करना चाहिए ऑडियो अकूस्टिक्स कैसे करना चाहिए एंड देन वी केप्ट हैविंग दीज लाइव इंस्टा लाइव्स अबाउट यू नो टॉकिंग टू डिफरेंट एक्सपर्ट्स कि अच्छा आप क्या रेकमेंड करते हैं होम स्टूडियो के बारे में गिविंग पीपल एन
ऑपर्चुनिटी
टू आस्क क्वेश्चंस यू नो माय इंजीनियर्स हैव स्पेंट आवर्स एंड आवर्स एंड आवर्स ऑनलाइन हेल्पिंग पीपल विद देयर टेक्निकल सेटअप हेल्पिंग पीपल विद देयर अकूस्टिक सेटअप हेल्पिंग पीपल टेस्ट देयर आउटपुट आवर्स दिन ब दिन निकल जाते थे सिर्फ इसी चीज में But it had a very good outcome. A lot of people got back on their feet.
I'm one of it.
Yes, a lot of people learned, became confident. Ab to kuch log ghar chhodna hi nahi chahte hain. Ghar se nikalna hi nahi chahte hain. Bolte hain, aaj main studio aake nahi ki kya zarurat hai? Maine ghar pe itna
acha record kar diya.
See, everybody doesn't have the space, especially if you're living in Bombay. You don't have the space. बट इफ यू कैन मेक सम स्पेस और हमने तो मतलब इतने हमने स्टूडियो हैक्स होम स्टूडियो हैक्स भी प्रेजेंट किए थे सोशल मीडिया पे कि चलिए आप लोग अपना अपना बताइए किसने कैसे होम स्टूडियो बनाया है किसी ने सूटकेस के अंदर बनाया किसी ने कबर्ड के अंदर बनाया किसी ने बेड पे बनाया किसी ने बाथरूम में बनाया सो मैनी डिफरेंट आइडियाज पीपल केम अप विथ यू नो सो इट वॉज इंटरेस्टिंग इन अ वे A way for the community to just come out and help each other. You know? So it was very nice. It was very challenging because internet connection kabhi stable nahi hua karte the. Phir kisi ke ghar mein background noise bahut zyada hai. Piche kauwa chilla raha hai. Pressure cooker chal raha hai ghar mein. Log ghar mein baate kar rahe hain. There were no end to the problems. But... At least we learned how to get through some difficult times.
Even the time was like that. कुछ पता नहीं था कब तक ऐसा रहेगा उस टाइम तक.
Yeah.
It was dicey and
exactly कि हम कब तक घर पे बैठे रहेंगे, you know?
Yes.
और क्या-क्या रिस्क लेंगे? बाहर जाएंगे तो क्या रिस्क लेंगे? अभी तो ठीक है. We are most of us are vaccinated. हम थोड़े से chilled हो गए हैं. Plus the virus is mutating into different forms. Probably, you know, turning into a regular virus, a flu virus. So, I mean, we have become more understanding of it now. Not that people are not getting affected even now, but we have started understanding it better, getting less affected, all of that. But in the beginning, it was a lot of fear. Horrible.
In fact, yeah. The second wave was worse than the worst. First one.
Yeah.
Worst.
It was worst. Yeah.
It's worst. And ma'am, one more thing I would like to ask, in Sound and Vision Studios, the training thing, how frequently it happens? Like, mujhe pata lagta hai.
Not as frequently as we'd like. Pehle hum mahine mein ek baar karte the. Ab to do char mahine nikal jate hain. One of our trainers, Mr. Pati Iyer, he moved to England, so फिर उनका आना बंद हो गया. बीच में हम courses भी online कर रहे थे. But it's not the same thing as having your students in front of you, for them to understand your performance, how you are breathing, how you are standing, your posture, your mic facing. You know, there's so many things, nitty gritties,
the limitations,
little nuances that people need to understand from just being in that space with you. You know, learning to listen.
Yes.
If you're in the same space, you can share so much about learning to listen, you know. So it was definitely difficult, and we've not been as regular as we'd like to be. But we're coming up with a weekend program soon. And these weekend programs we will be doing regularly.
This website is updated time to time.
Ji.
Definitely. Well, this is a kind of information from all the people who are listening, watching this episode.
Ji. Our website address is www.soundandvisionstudios.in.
Not in, definitely I'll share it. And one more thing, this is totally, I don't know, I couldn't resist asking this. What about all the Ramesh that are viewing this or listening to this episode? Your suggestion, you're all the Kabirs. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry, ma'am. Matlab main reh nahi paya mujhse ye poochna.
What do I say to them? They, you know, a lot of the Rameshes and the Kabirs probably don't even know what is their significance in my life. But those were fun times. I think I got to do some really super ridiculous things and have fun while doing them.
This is what I saw in one of the TEDx speakers jo aapka interview tha, one TEDx interviews mein tha.
Kya mazedar dialogue kisko milte hain aajkal bolo.
Ma'am, abhi tak yaad karte hain log. Wahi ek bas thodi si ek wo thi, so aap is up to you, ma'am.
Yeah, I know. I though had a great time performing all these films. I mean, it was such a learning experience working with so many directors. You know, every time you work with a different director, you learn something new.
Yes.
You know, every time it's a different experience. You discover more about yourself. It's just amazing. You know, that you sometimes end up doing things that you didn't know you could do. You know, you mouth totally insane dialogues, not realizing how ridiculous they melodramatic they are. Matlab, aam zindagi mein kaun bolega ye sab? So it's just been great fun. I think it's been a great ride. I would not give those up for the world.
Well, definitely, ma'am. It was great to have you. It was wonderful to have you on this podcast. And thank you so much for coming to the show. And it was a fan moment for me. और मुझे मतलब जैसे जैसे मैम से बात हुई, मुझे पता चला मैम has agreed to come on the show. मतलब मेरे लिए वो इतने घंटे, एक एक मिनट, एक एक सेकेंड, I was counting. Finally, this episode is going to happen. So, ma'am, finally, thanks a lot for coming on the show. And thanks a lot for motivating people to pursue their passion, and especially in voice acting.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I like the work you're doing. I really love the work you're doing because, you know, it's interesting for people to be more and more aware, to gain more knowledge of our profession and how it works. And I look forward to hearing more great talent.
Yes, ma'am. Lot of episodes are going to come. Aur aap, ma'am, aap aa gaye hain to fir ab to matlab shayad mujhe samne se LinkedIn pe, Facebook pe har koi message karega. Yeah, we also want to come to your particular show. So
all the best.
So, finally, ma'am, thank you so much.
Take care.